Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Minnesota churches sharing land with homeless people. They say it's the Christian thing to do. That's the headline in the Star Tribune. This is a story that I've done before on my regular show, the Adam and Jordana show, 9 to noon. Adam Carter, by the way, filling in for Chad Hartman. And I love this story. And I thought I wanted to talk to somebody who's made this happen at one church here in the Twin Cities. So let's welcome into the conversation Michael Stetzler, former board president of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Michael, thank you so much for the time, especially on short notice. Explain your mission when this was originally conceived and constructed, and now how many other churches are doing this, and explain what it is.
Well, to kind of dial the wheel of time back a little bit, we were a small church that had a big lot of property, and we had a kind of a tradition of hospitality, and people would come drive into our parking lot and not have a place to park overnight, so we would allow that. And one day, the liaison for the police department came to us and said, "We've got somebody living in a bus that needs a place to park. Would it be okay for her to park there?" And that kind of began the journey toward having a sacred settlement. We didn't really look for it. It wasn't a planned thing. It was just an outgrowth of our hospitality. And as we like to say in church, it felt like we were called to do something.
And explain the sacred settlement and what it became and what it is now.
Well, at about the time that our guest was looking for a place to be for the winter. The school bus was going to not be a hospitable place to spend the winter. And she was planning to live in a van. And about that time, we also made some connections with the organization Settled, which is part of the bigger story, the big part of the bigger story. And they came to us and said, "You know, we've got a tiny home that we could give you for Valerie to live in for the winter." And we said, "Hey, that sounds great. And we'll trade one vehicle that had wheels and was parked in our place for another one that has wheels and will be parked in our place, but it's insulated, it has electricity, and it's safe to live in for the winter." So that got us acquainted with Settled. And I'll let Settled speak for how that model developed. But basically, it's a model that is based on the premise that the main thing that people who are chronically homeless are lacking is community, is relationship. That's a common factor. And to tell you the truth, that's something that a lot of churches lack, too. yes, we have community among ourselves, but it's really hard in this world, in this modern world, to be in community with people from all walks of life and all levels of socioeconomic status.
Mm-hmm. I love this story, especially with what we faced over the last week with the tragedy at Annunciation and this phrase that is suddenly in our lexicon now about prayer is great, but you have to move your feet. And there's action in prayer. And this is a perfect example of it. Can you tell? So Valerie was the first resident. Can you kind of give us her story? And is she still there or what? Has she moved on? Is that a success story that you can share?
Valerie's still there. One thing to clear up about the settled model is that there's no expectation that people move on. One of the big problems that people who are homeless face is that every place they go, they're expected to do something and move on, meet somebody else's expectations. We provide home, permanent home. If Valerie moves on, Valerie moves on. But we're not forcing that. We're not expecting that. You know, it's home.
What are there for the people who reside there? Are there expectations, though, on what they need to do to stay housed there, or are there no questions asked?
There's some fundamental expectations. First of all, obey the laws of society.
Mm-hmm.
the laws that apply to everybody else apply here. Excuse me, I've got a lawnmower coming by me.
That's okay.
Not only that, he's parked right in front of this window. I'm going to move someplace.
Okay.
I'm sitting right back. I've got a bird feeder out there. He's moving the hose. And the, oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Live radio, man. It's all good.
It's live. It's live radio. Boy, it's live at that bird feeder, too. And they're fighting for the seat. Okay. So where were we?
Just that expectations of residents there, because, you know, we've seen with the homelessness problem, and we've talked about it on my show many times about what are the expectations we have of some of these folks, and are there people there who live in some of these encampments that just don't want other kinds of help? How is that your residence there at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville different from like those encampments we see?
Oh, gosh. First of all, how do you find community in an encampment? Or at least healthy community.
You're right, healthy community is it.
So that's the big difference. We encourage people. Well, first of all, they are part of our community. We are part of their community. It's not an us and them thing. We are not doing this to help them as much as we are doing it to help ourselves be fully engaged in our faith. It's not like a social service program. It's like a way to be church, a way to be a faith community in our modern world.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And talk about that. Talk about how you do it to help yourselves. How does that work, and has that drawn other people into this mission? And in other words, have people been drawn to your church because of what you're doing for these people?
They have. We're a small church. We haven't seen a huge uptick in membership, but we have seen people come and stay because of their belief that this is a way to be a Christian in today's world. Let me just say something first about that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that our community of faith, Prince of Peace, exercises their faith and our belief systems are just one way that we see God working in the world. The statute that enables this is not specific to Christian churches. It's all communities of faith. We could have Jewish or Muslim communities of faith doing the same thing with using their land and resources to host a sacred settlement. And that's one of the great things about this. There's a sort of a common denominator in living out a service to our neighbors and service to God's calling. It kind of transcends all those denominational differences that can cause chasms.
You said that there are no expectations, that I asked you about the resident, Valerie, who is still there, that there were no expectations of her to, and for lack of a better term, move on. And I guess there might be questions. In fact, we got a question from a texter saying, shouldn't the goal, though, be for them to move on to something else? What is your answer to that?
My answer is that the goal is for them to be able to live in community and secure in a community and live out their own lives in the security that they are valued, loved, and trusted in community. If that means that as they experience community, they feel safe and doing something else and moving someplace else, that's fine. But we're not going to put that expectation on them. We're simply going to listen to them, be in community with them, and they're going to listen to us, too, and help us be better at whatever we do.
And this article points out that some of these other communities have had pushback from neighbors of churches, like literal neighbors, saying, you know, with questions about whether they want that. Have you faced that? And if so, what do you tell people maybe who live, who might have good hearts and good intentions, saying that they hope these people get on their feet, but, you know, you hear that, well, do I want it right next to me? What is your message to people who might have those objections?
Well, you know, back when we were struggling to legitimize our settlement, some of the history that we just kind of did this because that's what we felt God called us to do, but we naively kind of ran afoul of some codes and regulations and so forth and had to work our way through that. And that being a conditional use permit that required us to have public meetings and to let our neighbors know what was going on. And through that process, we had a lot of some community. We're a little different than some of the other churches because we're right by Central Park. We don't have many neighbors very close by. But we got zero negative feedback when we had the public come through and talk to us. The only questions we had kind of related more to people that they were seeing on street corners, asking for money, mm-hmm. and so forth. And we were pretty clear that this was not us. This was, you know, there's a large problem out there, and that's another point to make clear.
Yeah.
This is a small step. Even if all the churches that could developed sacred settlements and reached out to people who are chronically make a huge dent. It would make a dent in the population. But what we're really hopeful is that this model, this idea that you have to provide community in order to stabilize people and to give them decent lives, will be adopted more and more by other programs. You know, the predominant model is housing first, and it makes sense. You know, you need to get housing before you can get services and so forth. But those Housing First models, as successful as they may be for providing housing for some people, can't provide community, or they don't anyway. And community is the secret sauce, the common thread in stabilizing people's lives.
Michael, your overall message to people listening, and this doesn't have to be a religious message, just to about people who see the homelessness problem and know that it is something that is uncomfortable and it's something that we wish we could fix. The message that you hold to your heart that can be, that can transcend even religion and make us think differently about those folks we see on the street right now.
Hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
These people are human beings with hopes and fears, and yes, they may have a lot of difficulty understanding life around them. You've heard about trauma. Most of them have been through significant amounts of trauma. It's hard, but within everyone is a spark of, call it divinity, I don't want to be religious, but a spark of human consciousness that is worthy of love and respect. And when you encounter somebody on the street, look beyond the surface. Don't look at the raggedness. Try to look within them.
Beautiful, you know, yeah.
Try to look at that child, that 4 or 5 year old that was struggling to grow up.
Mm.
And then also, don't assume they don't have something to tell you.
Right.
Because they do.
Michael, thank you so much for the time. I just thought this was an important message to get out there, and my thanks obviously to the Star Tribune for covering this, and thanks to you for having the time to come on with us today. I sure appreciate it.
Well, sure, and thank you so much for bringing this out. I really appreciate your looking at this and letting folks know what's going on.
Michael Stetzler, a former board member of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville, one of the churches in the Twin Cities that works with Settled in creating these sacred settlements on church property to house the homeless. It is 1:51, back after this on CCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.